Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side-by-Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes, and today is a special Thursday edition because we are celebrating the 50th episode of the podcast. And wow, 50 episodes. Here again, I do not know what I expected when I started this. I know the response has been incredible. I will tell you, it's not it's not Joe Rogan incredible. I'm not getting a million downloads and listens a day, but you know what? I don't care. I am just thrilled with the responses. Thrilled with the numbers. I am a bit of a numbers guy, so you know, I'm just thrilled to death. And so, you know, some of those numbers, it's September 9th was the first episode, and so in what has been, you know, right about 9 months, we've had 2,200 listens, 350 listeners at least, and at, you know, right around 100 followers, and that's amazing. So thank you all. Just some things that I wanted to talk about. We'll get to some of my thoughts on some of the previous episodes. But before I get into that, I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about the future and how to make this podcast even better for you guys, because that's the goal, is to make it better for you, where you get as much as possible out of it. And as much information as I can give you out of it. And so going forward, I need your help. I have some ideas, but for now they're my ideas. So I need some help from you ladies and gentlemen. And so what I need from you is just email me. Or leave a comment. Email's the easiest. And don't worry, I'm not going to keep your email. I'm not going to, definitely not going to sell your email. Not going to start sending you, you know, periodic emails. But like I said, I do need your help. So some of the things I need your help on. Let's start with the podcast. Is it what you need? Is it giving you the information that you would like to get from the podcast? How can I make it better? How can I make it better for you? That's my question, and that's what I need help with. Right now, right in the middle of going through the InRoute program, we're 7 weeks in. Monday, the next episode will be week 8, and you're just about into the radar labs. And once you get into the labs, it goes quickly. So that's what I'm doing now. What would you like me to do in the future, or how can I make these podcasts better for you? Just send me anything. I'll read them all, and then we'll see what comes of that. So in addition to the podcast, I am considering and am in the process of purchasing all the equipment needed, doing the podcast on YouTube as well, doing a video, recording it on camera while I'm doing it. I must admit, I'm much more comfortable behind a microphone without a camera, but if it's another way for you to get the information, then I'm willing to expand my comfort zone. And who knows, maybe you guys could make me a YouTube star. I would love to see that. Pardon me. So that's one, number one. Number two, that the equipment would also help with is making some training videos. They would be 10 to 15 minutes, kind of remedial training for different aspects of, we'll start with the en route, since that's where I taught, or was instructor. We'll start with the en route program, and then I will be hopefully getting with the FAA and getting a lot of the tower program information, maybe even some of the terminal radar information, and you know, just making videos that cover, you know, just a bunch of different things, going over the radar phraseology guide that's out there on Discord. It would be about 38 different videos, so it's going to take some time. And then we're also thinking about putting some clips of those videos out on the YouTube channel. And so there again, that is something that I would love to get your input on. Do you think that that is something that would benefit you? I have my, like I said, I have my own ideas, but I'm not going through the academy right now. And I haven't been through the academy in almost 40 years. I have taught, been an instructor at the academy, and did that for 5 years, and so I have some experience there. But what I want to do is anything that will help you ladies and gentlemen get through the academy. And so that's the goal, and that's the reason behind all of this. So number one, YouTube channel. Number two, training videos, if you want to call them remedial training videos or tutoring training videos, whatever the name ends up being, training videos for non-radar and radar. And so, like I said, it's going to be probably 60, 70 videos, 10, 15 minutes apiece. That's a lot of hours, and a lot of editing that, yes, I'm looking forward to. Not really. But anyway, so those are a couple of things that are possibilities for the future. Like I said, I want to make this podcast, I want to make everything that I make available to you what you want. I've even floated the idea of writing a book about getting through the academy. And so that's also one of those future ideas that you can comment on. So that's just looking ahead, some of the things that we might be doing. There again, like I said, my goal, my only focus is doing whatever I can to help you guys not just pass, but succeed at the academy and succeed at your next facility. And so that's behind everything that that I think about, everything that I'm working on, and everything that I want to do. So that's the future. Like I said, we're going through week by week in the en route academy, and so some things that I wanted to talk about, that's what we're doing right now. That's the present. And now let's look at the past a little bit. So for those of you who haven't taken the time, and I know a lot of you have, but those of you that haven't taken the time to go back to the introductory podcast, it was only about 7-8 minutes long. just kind of talked about me. And so I'll go through that a little bit again. So, as I said before, my name is Tom Haynes. I became an air traffic controller in 1989. That's when I passed the academy. I got there in November of 88. Passed the academy in January of 99, or 89, pardon me. And then went to my first facility, which was a tower, a level one tower in Brownsville, Texas. You're going to need a map to know where Brownsville is, more than likely. But if you find the state of Texas, go to its southernmost point, and that'll be Brownsville. And if you go to the southernmost point of Brownsville, that'll be where the airport is. We had Mexico on three sides of us. And so it was an interesting place to live, or to work and to live. But I was there for 5 years, and then we got contracted out, and I moved to Dallas Love Tower, level four, from a level one. Normally, that is a huge step to take in traffic, volume, and everything else, and it was, but Dallas Love Tower had to be the easiest level four facility in the nation. We were a tower. We had a radar position in the tower. The radar position mainly worked at the time I got there, traffic watch, helicopters, Cessnas, during rush hours. At the time, there was not the huge proliferation of care flight helicopters and helicopters that were going from hospital to hospital. We didn't have that when I was there. We had a few, and we had police helicopters. That was about it. Love, now they have a lot of aircraft that come in and fly tours around downtown Dallas. And so they don't get as much of the traffic watch aircraft, but they do have quite a few care flight aircraft going to all the different hospitals around Dallas. And so I was at Dallas Love Field for a little over 3 years, almost 4 years. And then I decided to move for money. Decided I needed a little bit more money to provide for my family. And put in for DFW Tracon, DFW Tower, and Fort Worth Center, and got picked up at Fort Worth Center. That was December of 97, and started training there in 98, and retired in 2015 in January. So I was at Fort Worth Center for 17 years. Worked the northeast corner post, north arrivals mainly from the northeast. And stayed at Fort Worth Center until I retired. I was an instructor, an OJTI instructor at all three facilities, and enjoyed being an instructor. So I retired in 2015. The end of 2015, beginning of 2016, actually I guess it was the beginning of 2016, went to Santa Fe Tower, contract tower, to work there. My family was still in Dallas. My oldest was actually in college in Texas, but my youngest was still in high school in Texas. And so they stayed there, and I went to New Mexico. And that didn't really work. And it was, the traffic was fine working in a tower again after 20 years. That was interesting, getting used to it. It took a little bit of time, but it was kind of like riding a bicycle. Got used to it fairly quickly, but did not get used to being 9 hours away from my family. And so a month later, decided that that wasn't where I needed to be. And so went back to Dallas. And then in August of 2016, went to work August 1st in Oklahoma City at the Academy as an en route radar instructor. And so certified there, started instructing, enjoyed the heck out of it. My family was still in Dallas, but being 3 hours away instead of nine, I was driving up to Oklahoma City, spending the week, and then driving back during the weekends, and did that for the first year that I was up there. About 3 months in to my time up there, I became a non-radar instructor. And so I was doing radar and non-radar. And then the next year, I think it was around March, maybe April, so everything was going pretty quickly. I hadn't been there a year, and I became an A-lead and started becoming the A-lead and in the classroom, teaching lessons, working with a class, and had never spent any time, really, in a classroom. My wife was a teacher. My oldest daughter is a teacher. And so, you know, maybe came about it fairly naturally. My mom ended up being a teacher. But tell you what, being an A-lead, oh, that was some of the best times. I loved getting to know the students, being there with them every day. That was back when we had an assigned A-lead that was there every day. Now the staffing's fairly bad as far as instructors, and so they pretty much rotate. If they have an A-lead, they'll rotate A-leads through. Not as good a situation as it was before, but you know, the guys that are up there, I know a lot of them, worked with a lot of them who are still up there, and they're really, really good at what they do. And they're there because they love to do it. So I was an A-lead for a few years, and then for the last, since COVID. So it was about a year, maybe a year and a half, I was a lead instructor until we had the old vaccine mandate. And since I had contracted COVID, I didn't particularly want to get the vaccine. Didn't know what it would do to me. So my wife and I decided not to do it. And so had to find another job. And so found a job at Advanced ATC over in Valdosta, Georgia. And for those of you who are interested, it is a school that will give you, you will get a CTO at the end of it. It'll cost you. It'll cost you money. It is a school that you have to pay for. It's not like the Academy where the FAA pays you. You will have to pay for it. You can get a side job or a job while you're there to help with the expenses. And you will get a CTO card, a control tower operator card, at the end of your time there. And then you can go work at a contract tower. And then once you've worked at a contract tower for a few months or a year, you can apply on an experience bid with the FAA. And go straight to the FAA and go straight to training at a tower and bypass the Academy. Several of the instructors from there have done that. Several of the students from Advanced ATC have gone straight into the Academy. A lot of them have gone through the Academy. Some of them have gone straight to training at a tower. And so I was there for about 6 months, and a job opening came up in Dallas, back where my daughters were living. And so we took it, and I've been here in the Dallas area working at a federal contract tower for a little over 3 years. And so that's my controlling career. Like I said, started this podcast about 9 months ago in September of 24. And, you know, had the idea of wanting to help students who were at the academy. While I was at the academy, from the earliest days of being a radar row instructor, you could tell that a lot of the students would benefit from tutoring and or coaching. And so the FAA has started to realize that. They're starting to offer some tutoring, and what I offer is more coaching slash tutoring. Okay. And that's what I started a business, and that's what the side-by-side ATC is, and that is totally separate from, well, totally separate. It's separate a little bit from the podcast, but the podcast, obviously, you don't have to pay for. You do have to pay if you want me as a coach. So that is where I stand right now. That's my background. I also have a background as far as coaching. I have coached soccer from being a teenager, being asked to coach kids' teams, to when I played in college, I was asked to help coach. And then after college, when I was playing a little bit of semi-pro soccer, I was also getting involved in coaching, and I found that coaching was where it was at. I had really so much more fun, so much more joy out of coaching than I ever did as a player. And I got to tell you, I enjoyed playing soccer more than just about anything in life for about the first 20 years. And then it became a little bit more of a job, and that was not really where I wanted to be. But so anyway, that's my background, and that's why this podcast has started. That's kind of where I come from. A couple of things from some of the previous lessons that I wanted to go over and kind of expand on new information that I've learned. If you follow the podcast, you know that I read books. I love to read books. I'm always reading, trying to get better, because I got to tell you, there are a lot of ways that I need to improve as a person, as a husband, as a father, as a controller, as a coach, as a leader. And so I'm always trying to get better. And one thing that I have started doing since I started the podcast is I've started listening to other podcasts. And so, you know, I've been listening to John Maxwell, who's a huge guy in leadership and leadership development. And I listened to a lot of Dave Ramsey's Entree Leadership podcast. It's about business and about leading. And reading a lot of books on that as well. And so that's why some of those podcasts have been just expanding on John Maxwell's books specifically, and seeing how we can kind of translate those into helping us as air traffic controllers, helping you as students be more prepared for the academy. And so, you know, one of the things I want to talk about is being prepared for the academy before you go. And, you know, I've gotten some new information, looked at some new information, looked at some of the things that are actually offered by the FAA. I know they're offered by the FAA because they're on the Discord chat and the FAA runs that. Okay. So what I said before, what I have said before about preparing for the academy is learn the alphabet, but don't worry about doing a whole lot else before you get there. And I want to change that. I want to change that very much. And this doesn't matter if you're going through en route or terminal, because they have some information for the terminal in there as well. And that is the maps. The non-radar map for en route, the airport map, and airspace map for tower. They're in the Discord, and so they're available to you. As soon as you get into the Discord chat and have your class date and everything like that, they'll let you in. You can get access to that information. Okay. It is specifically under Academy Resources. It's ATC Academy, and then it's Academy Resources. And they have information in there on housing, which is why I know it's available to you. They've got some information on, it looks like they have some information on basics. I haven't looked at that very much. For en route only, they do have a blank map. They do have the sector map for non-radar. They have the colored map, which you will find out once you get into the en route class exactly what that's for. And then they have a completed Sector 66, which is the non-radar map. Then they have a radar map. Okay. Now for terminal, it looks like they have an airport map. For the TRACON and N90 people, it looks like someone has created a help and some quizzes for you there. Like I said, it's got information on housing. It's also got the en route terminal and TRACON pass rates for the last 2 years. And I will tell you that the pass rates have gone down from when I was there. I don't think that has anything to do with me leaving, but I may take credit for it. But the pass rate has gone down in the last several years. And so, with all the emphasis that is being placed on air traffic control right now, and it's in the news all the time, now is a wonderful time to get into this career. My second episode was Why Be an Air Traffic Controller. Go back and listen to that if you are wondering why you should be an air traffic controller. I still think it is the best career in the world for anyone. And I would wholeheartedly recommend it for anyone. If you like a job that's not going to be the same every day, this is for you. The call signs may be the same. I work at an airport that has two flight schools. We've got other people that do lessons. We've got corporate jets. They're the same jets that are based there that come in there. The flight schools, they've got, you know, one's got probably 10 airplanes, one's got 15 to 20. They're the same call signs all the time. And so the call signs are the same. When I was working arrivals into DFW, the call signs were the same. They're just never in the same order. Never. One aircraft gets off 5 minutes early, one gets off 5 minutes late. One has more of a headwind than the other. You know, they could be tied. One day, they could be 30 miles apart the next day. They could be 100 miles apart the day after that. It always changes. Call signs can be the same, but the traffic the sequence and how you have to work it changes every day. If you like a job like that, this is definitely the job for you. Okay? So, looking over the previous podcast, the main thing that I wanted to change and kind of update was the preparing. You know, you still have to prepare your life outside of the academy for the academy. Okay? While you're at the academy, you need to be at the academy. 100% at the academy. Period. Okay? When I was in college, the space shuttle blew up. I didn't know it because I wasn't watching TV that much when I was in college. And it was a small school in the middle of Jackson, Mississippi. And I got to tell you, didn't know it had happened. Everybody in the world knew it had happened. I didn't know it had happened. That needs to be your focus. That needs to be your attitude while you're at the academy. Sure, you're going to take, it's 12 weeks. The En-route Academy is 12 weeks. You are going to need to take some time off and away from it. But in the same breath, I'm going to tell you, you've got to study. You've got to study. You've got to practice. You've got to have, as one of my podcasts, you know, went over the difference between practice and intense focused practice. And to get through the academy, to get through training in this career, you have to have intense focused practice. And you can't do that if half your mind is halfway across the country with your family. And that could be your wife and your kids. I've known students who brought their wife and kids with them. I wasn't married when I went through the academy. I married within the first year after the academy, while I was still training at Brownsville. I've known students bring their family. I probably was blessed that I didn't have a family at the academy because I tend to get distracted by stuff like that. You know, it's really up to each individual student. Do you need your family there? Do you get more from having them there? Or do you need to be away from them? Only you can answer that, but you have to answer that, and you have to prepare ahead of time, okay? And then just have a plan. Have a plan. First day at the En-route Academy, they give you your schedule. So you are going to know what day all your tests are. You're going to know what day your evals are. Have a plan. Have a detailed, specific plan on what you are going to work on and how long you're going to work on it and who in your class you're going to work on it with. Have a schedule for the whole process. And when you get past non-radar, do not stop practicing with your classmates. And hear this. Your class, you are going to want your entire class to pass. Look on the Discord. Look under class lists where Tower class and the En-route classes, they post the lists that come up at the end right before their final evals. Those are the facilities they have to choose from. Okay, both lists will have a section at the very beginning. These are facilities that must be picked. They have to be. says 25% of the graduating students have to pick from those facilities. And sometimes on some lists, that's one place. On the en route list, New York TRACON comes up quite a bit. And sometimes it's the only one in that portion of the list, which means 25% of the people, up to two, have to pick that facility. And so say you're in a class of 15, 25% is going to be about three, okay? It's actually going to be a little more than that, but they'll probably stop at three. Well, if you don't want to go there, you better make sure that more than three of you pass. Because the bottom three are going to have to go to New York Center. That's why you want everybody in your class to pass. Hello? If they don't, you may get stuck going to New York Center or Oakland Center or Puerto Rico, which some people want to go to, but most do not. Okay? Hawaii is even in there on some lists. It sounds like a great gig, but the cost of living is horrible. But that's why, as a class, you want to do everything that you can to get everyone in your class to pass. I cannot emphasize that more or too much, because it's imperative. The more people that pass, the more options you have, no matter what your score. You could score 89, you could score 98. If there are only two of you, well, it does say if there are less than five, you get to pick from some of the other facilities. But let's say there are six. 25%? Well, that's going to be one or two. If eight pass, 25% is two. Two of you are going, and it may not be a place you want to go to. Okay? That's why that is so important. The other thing, it was a recent podcast, that whole practice versus intense focused practice. That's what I call it, intense focused practice. If you want to get better, you have to practice the things that you are weakest at. You cannot just practice the things you're good at. And as human beings, it's so much easier for us to work on things that are easy for us. I still do that, and I procrastinate the hard stuff. I always have. So if that's you, hey, I'm right there with you. Okay? But you can't. Not if you want to pass. Not if you want to have a great career as an air traffic controller. You have to be willing to practice the things that you're bad at, the things you stink at. And there will be some things that you stink at. It happens to all of us. Okay? So, that's a look at some of the previous episodes. Pardon me. And we talked about where we are now, as far as, you know, going through the weeks of the academy. And then again, I'll say, I need your help. Tell me what you need this to be. Tell me what you would like this podcast to be. Tell me, you know, go to the website and tell me what parts of it stink, what parts of it are hard to navigate, what parts, you know, what would you like to see? What would you like it to be? Hey, I'm an air traffic controller. I'm not a website developer. Heck, I'm not even a podcaster. But I'm getting better. Okay? I'm an air traffic controller. I still am. I'm a teacher and a trainer and a coach. I always have been. That's just me. That's who I am. Okay? Help me make this whole endeavor more of what you need it to be. Okay? I'm asking for your help. And I will continue to ask for your help as we go forward. And again, I want to do a special Thursday edition of the podcast to celebrate that 50th podcast. Again, thank you so much. Thank you so much for continuing to listen, to continuing to put up with me, and continuing to put up with this controller who thinks that he can talk into a microphone. Okay. So, email me. It's TomHaines@sidebysideatc.com. It'll be in the notes. The website is sidebysideatc.com. That'll be in the notes as well. Look at the coaching program. We're going to be adding to it. Let me know what you think about the idea of adding training videos to it. And then possibly adding some clips of those training videos to the YouTube channel. Tell me what you think of the YouTube channel as a whole. And tell me what, you know, if I were to write a book, I love to write. I'm not sure about writing a book, but I love to write. And as you can tell, I love to talk. But let me know what you might like to see in a book. It was going to be about getting through the academy. And so, I got to tell you guys, thank you so much for spending some time with me, allowing me to be a part of your life. You may not feel it, but you are definitely a part of my life. And so, thank you for letting me be a part of yours. And just remember, no matter where you are in your journey along this air traffic controller career, I don't care if you're a CPC, I don't care if you're in the military, thank you so much for what you do. Thank you for your service. Thank you for what you do. If you're already a CPC, thank you for what you do. It's not easy. This is not an easy job, but it is a great job. If you're at the academy, hang in there. Let me know. Get in touch with me. We'll set up a call. We can talk. It won't cost you anything. But we can talk about where you are, what you might be struggling with. I would love to help you. If you're not at the academy yet, but you know you're going, call me or email me. We will set up a call and we'll talk about how you can prepare, how you can best prepare before you even get to Oklahoma City. Okay? More than anything, just email me. Send me your thoughts. Hey, the podcast is going to be the podcast unless you tell me things that you would like to change or things that you love about it. Like I said, thank you so much for all of you that listen. And just remember, like I said, no matter where you are in this journey of air traffic control, you don't have to do it by yourself. Get hold of me. And we can go through it side by side.